Welcome to the Winner's Walk Podcast, where you will learn from today's top Christian leaders how to fulfill your divine destiny and to live the victorious life God has called you to live. By sharing their godly wisdom and stories of success, we hope our guests will inspire, educate, and motivate you to walk like the winner God made you to be. And now, here's the host for Winner's Walk, Neil Clark.
Hey, winners. I'm your host, Neil Clark, and I'm excited for our show. We are honored to have our guest, one of the top business and sports executives in America, with us, Mr. Pat Williams. Basketball Hall of Famer Pat Williams is the founder and senior vice president of the NBA's Orlando Magic. He is a popular motivational speaker, averaging over 150 appearances a year. Mr. Williams has spent over 45 years in professional baseball and basketball as a player and executive. He served as general manager for the 1983 World Championship Philadelphia 76ers. That's the team with Dr. J and Moses Malone, and I was a great fan of them. And he's also managed the Chicago Bulls and Atlantic Hawks. In 1996, Mr. Williams was voted as one of the 50 most influential people in the NBA. Mr. Williams has authored over 104 books, including his latest book, The Success Intersection, that I have right here. It's a great read. And he and his wife, Ruth, in all their spare time, are the parents of 19 children, including 14 that he adopted from four nations. So, Mr. Pat Williams, we are honored to have you with us. Thank you, sir. And it's great to have you on the show. Can you give us a little bit of your background?
Oh, Neil, that would take all afternoon. I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware. I went to Wake Forest out of high school. I was a baseball player and caught at Wake for 4 years. I got my master's degree right after that at Indiana University. I got into professional sports right out of college. I spent 7 years in the Philadelphia Phillies system, two as a minor league catcher, and I spent 5 years the opportunity in the NBA 50 years ago. I started with the 76ers for 1 year and then moved on to Chicago as the GM of the Bulls for four, and 1 year in Atlanta, and then back to Philly for 12 years as the GM of the 76ers. And as you mentioned, we had some good teams, great players, won the title in 83. And then in 1986, I moved here to Orlando to join up with some business leaders, political leaders, and see if we could convince the community and then the NBA to put an expansion team into Orlando. And we were successful in our effort. The Orlando Magic are now getting ready for their 29th season. And I've ever since. And so that's a brief rundown on my career in professional sports. I guess if I do my math right, it's 55 years continuously in the world of professional athletics.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, how did you know that you were called to professional athletics, to being an executive in the sports arena?
Well, listen, I wanted to be a player. And I did get a chance to spend 2 years as a minor league catcher in the Phillies farm system. And I was not going to become a big league ball player, but it became evident. But the Phillies opened some doors for me and gave me the opportunity to get into the administrative end, the front office end of baseball. And that led to, as I mentioned, that led to these opportunities in pro basketball. So I grew up as a sports kid. You know, that's what I cared about. That's what was my greatest interest. Way back when I was just a youngster growing up in Wilmington, Delaware, I was interested in all the different sports and all the teams in Philadelphia. And, you know, I read about it and I dreamed about it. And so I've been very fortunate to have lived where my greatest talent intersects with my strongest passion. And that's that book you just mentioned, Neil. I've written a book called The Success Intersection. And so I'm living proof about the importance of living in that sweet spot, right where your talent, or your best talent, intersects with your greatest passion.
Now, you mentioned in your book, which I read over the past week, and when we knew you were going to come on, and I think you used Bear Bryant's talent. I forget what you called it, but it was basically a way of telling how you can determine your talents. And I think one of the things you said in there was that you wanted to make sure that you asked people what they thought you were talented in, and to help you address what your talents were. Could you go through exactly, you know, some of those for our listeners of how to determine, you know, what their talent is?
I think it's important as you're growing up to have parents and grandparents, you know, to really begin talking to children at a very early age about what they see and what kind of skills and talents and interests they have, and start talking to them very early about their future and what they're going to do with their life. You know, I see, honey, and you, boy, you can really write. You write these beautiful, beautiful essays for your English class, and you know, I could see a future for you as a writer. Or you are so interested, you know, in all these different kind of animals. I mean, you bring turtles in the house, and frogs, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I could see you working as a zoologist. I mean, you begin to plant seeds in the and I think that's awfully important.
Right.
And then when they begin to grow up, they can get on to college. They don't waste time going down false roads, or, you know, I'm going to try this for a while. Nah, I think I'm going to go this way. And the next thing you know, they've eaten up 5 years of their life and still don't quite know what they want to do with themselves. So I think it starts in the home with coaches or teachers, youth workers, parents, you know, really investing in kids in their minds and get them thinking and get them involved and let them participate and see what really sticks, see what really gets them excited.
Right. Awesome. Now, obviously you're a believer. At what point did you receive Jesus, or did you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And how has he been the principles that he teaches, how has it helped you in your success?
I grew up in a church-going home in Wilmington, Delaware. My mother had me in the church house every Sunday morning. So I always was, you know, that was always the bent that I had. I went to a Baptist school at Wake Forest. But there was the thing that was missing was this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I never really had focused on that until I was 27 years old. I was running the Phillies minor league ball club in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We'd had enormous success. I'd had a great personal success in that field. And I thought that's what it took to be fulfilled and happy and, you know, having a really productive life. But there was an emptiness there. There was a void in my life that the things that I was achieving, you know, really couldn't fill permanently. And so the Lord began to work on me, and different people came into my life, Christian ball players, Christian athletes, and I listened to them, and it was different from anything I'd ever heard before, this personal relationship with a living Savior. Right. And then finally, in February of 1968, I was 27 years old, and I had to admit I was a sinner. That's not easy for people, but I did. And then the person of Christ was presented. It became very clear that I had to make a decision. That's where Christianity begins, this decision to invite Christ into your life. And so I asked God to forgive me of my sins. And then the key part, you know, making a decision to invite Christ into my life. That was a little scary. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen there. You know, that seemed like the ultimate test or the ultimate adventure. But I made that decision, a very, very dramatic experience in my life. You know, Christ came in and completely changed me. You know, overnight, it was an amazing experience. I still look back 50 years ago, and you know, it's overwhelming to this day. But that's what happened, and I became a believer, and I became a Christian, and I know that I was assured of eternal life. I've experienced an abundant life on this earth since then. Not a trouble-free life, not a life that, you know, is without problems. But you live on top of those problems when you're a believer, right, and you're not wiped out by them. And so that was 50 years ago, and I've done my best to represent Christ wherever I go, speak about it, write about it, and try and live it out in front of people.
Absolutely. And you've done a great job at that. What were kind of some of the key principles that you learned from a biblical perspective that have helped you in your career? Obviously, you've got a very storied career. You've accomplished a lot. You know, what's kind of been the key driver for you that's really helped you sustain that?
Well, I think you've got to keep growing in your faith. You've got to spend time every day, you know, in God's word and read the Bible and study the Bible and memorize his words. You know, that's vital. You can't grow or have a vibrant Christian life without that spiritual nourishment. Secondly, I think you've got to spend time talking to the Lord in prayer. You need to set time aside or in the course of every day, you're talking to him and you're listening to him and you're spending time there. The third thing that's awfully important, you've got to find a good church to get into, where the Bible is taught and you're surrounded by other believers that, you know, are there for you. And you've got to have that church family as part of it. That's awfully, awfully critical. And then fourthly, you've got to look for opportunities to share your faith with others. And you never know where that might happen on a given day. I don't think we're all you know, super duper soul winners, but those opportunities come when somebody asks you about your faith, or they're having troubles and they come to you and they're seeking counsel. You've got to be ready to talk to them openly about what the Lord can do in their lives and try and try your best to lead them to Christ. Those are just some thoughts that have come to my mind here.
Yeah, and those are great. And you mentioned, you know, having key people around you. Knowing from reading in your book, I know that you've had some mentors or some people that have kind of shaped you and kept you on the right path and kind of, you know, set a godly example for you. Who were those mentors and kind of how did they help correct you and help lead you in the right way?
Well, I've had mentors and life coaches, I guess, you know, in many different fields of my life. We all need them. Bill Veeck, the great baseball operator, the great Hall of Fame baseball legend, befriended me when I was very young and invested in me and really was a, you know, a huge, huge factor in my career. The current owner of the Orlando Magic, Mr. Rich DeVos, the co-founder of the Amway organization, you know, just to be around Rich or in his presence is a tremendous, tremendous advantage. He is a godly leader and a great people person. It's just remarkable to be in his presence, and even if it's for a short period of time. Right. Those are a few thoughts that I have.
Oh, that's great. Now you talk in your, what is the 10,000 hour rule and as far as developing your talent, I know you talk about that in the book or it's been referenced. You know, why is just talent not enough?
Well, listen, that book has been written, you know, about 10,000 hours that, you know, of practice, you know, to become proficient. I happen to think that 10,000 hours is probably low. You know, I think if you went to the greatest violinist in the world, or if you went to Kobe Bryant and said, Kobe, roughly since you were 7 years old, how many hours do you think you put on this? I think 10,000 hours would be short. The point is simply this: no matter how talented you are, no matter how many gifts you have physically, you've got to really get after it. You've got to practice and you've got to work at it. And you can't ever let up. I mean, if you take a day off, people are going to notice that. If you take 2 days off, you know, you're going to notice it.
Right.
You know, that you're just not quite as sharp. I think about Michael Phelps, the swimmer, you know, who would say, I practiced every day of the year and twice on Christmas.
Right.
Michael Phelps has made that statement. And so you have to put enormous work into it, whether you're a singer or an athlete or whatever your field, nothing just happens. God gives us opportunities. He gives us certain talents, but I think he's very, very pleased when we go after it with reckless abandon, right. You know, intelligent practice and working at it and doing everything we can to take that gift that God's given us and max it out.
Obviously. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you obviously are a very productive man with all of the children that you have, being the senior vice president there at the Orlando Magic. You're writing books and speaking, I think it was 150 times a year. How do you get it all done?
I stay very close to what's important to me. I'm not a golfer. I don't play tennis. I don't watch television series at night. And so I stick very close, you know, to these five or six things that are really a key part of my life. Family, yes, but our children are all raised now. So I don't have day-to-day parenting going on. But I stay very close to the Orlando Magic. Speeches that I give, books that I write. Staying physically fit, you know, that's important. That's it. Right. That's my life. Sleep. And that's it. Those are the things that are important to me. And that's where I want to really stick very, very closely. I don't go out on 3-day fishing weekends. That's of no interest to me. I don't play golf twice a week. You know, I've learned what's key, and that's what you got to do. You don't want to dabble your life away, you know, in things that are not really important to you.
Right. Well, you've obviously found your sweet spot, so to speak, right? Any other words of wisdom? I know we're wrapping up here. I know you've got some time commitments, but are there any other words of wisdom that you would share with our audience?
Well, I think the most direction, he knows what he's doing. He knows you inside out. Stay very, very close to him. Take good care of yourself physically, get your rest, eat properly. You need to work out every day. Don't neglect reading. That's another huge part of my life. I'm a voracious reader. Brings me great joy to know that you're constantly learning and reading about those areas and those people that are of interest to you. And feast on good books that really mean something to you. Be in church every Sunday morning and love your family and tell them that. And use the word I. Don't just say love you. You know, I love you. You know, you need to talk openly and express your love for your people. And above all, express your love to God, who loves us in a way that we can never really understand.
Amen. That's right. Well, what resources do you recommend? Where can someone find your books? Obviously, 104 of them, they're probably pretty easy to find. But where can someone go to get your book or information, or what other resources would you recommend?
Well, listen, go up to Amazon, and all the books, or not all of them, but an awful lot of them are listed up there. And you can just punch those different buttons, and they'll ship them to you, and you can you know, get caught up on everything that I've been doing. There are more books coming in the years ahead. In fact, in the next few months, there are going to be a number of new books that I've finished that are coming out. Okay. And so read for your life. I think that's an important thing. Your mind is a muscle. Don't ever forget that, Neil.
Right.
And that brain of yours needs exercise. just like the other muscles in your body. And the best way to exercise that cranial muscle is to attach good books to it. So you can check out everything that is going on with me up on Amazon. My Twitter page is Orlando Magic Pat.
Orlando and, Magic Pat, gotcha.
Orlando Magic Pat. My email is pwilliams@orlandomagic.com. Good awesome. To talk to you, Neil. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Pat, for sharing your story, wisdom, and it's a great honor to have you on the show. Thank you, sir.
So much. All the best to you.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to connect with us at www.winnerswalk.com for more information on our next podcast and to download your free checklist, the 10 success principles of today's Christian leaders that you can copy. God bless and walk like the winner God made you.